I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News. 35 Christians have been released from Eritrea. Greg Musselman says that although this is worth celebrating, we can't forget the level of persecution still going on there.
For these 35, you know, Christians that have been released, and for their families, that's great. But for the hundreds or maybe thousands that are still imprisoned, that they would also be released.
But this release of Christians could spell a change in Eritrea's approach to human rights.
I would just encourage Christians not to forget about our brothers and sisters in Eritrea. And because this is in the news now, maybe that reminder for all of us to continue to pray. It's a very important thing, and it is the most important thing that we can do.
Please thank God for the release of this group of Christians and pray for the rest of the Eritrean church. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's York Moore recently wrote a book intended for a non-Christian audience. His book, Do Something Beautiful, The Story of Everything and a Guide to Your Place in It, is meant to help people see their place in the story of everything, God's kingdom. This means coming alongside people to resolve issues of the common good, but Moore says it boils down to Christians entering the spaces where non-Christians are at.
What we're trying to do with this project is create a resource that is highly accessible for people who really are open to the story of everything, but really can't see themselves in that story. This book is for them. This book will help them make that decision to become a follower of Christ, belong to a purpose community, and do works of righteousness and beauty in the world.
Get details on Moore's book and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.